We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, virtuous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, trade between Cambodia and OLAC, or Vietnam, has significantly increased. In innovation news, Hong Kong architects design a hurricane-proof house. In social science news, an American study demonstrates that elders are wiser. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 19th, distinguished Russian pianist Emil Grigorievich Gilels was born in 1916. He is recognized as one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century and is regarded highly for his outstanding technique, tone, and discipline. His brilliant interpretations of Robert Alexander Schumann, Johannes Brahms, and Ludwig von Beethoven were the main part of his extensive repertoire. The acclaimed artist toured widely, including 14 celebrated performing visits to the United States. May extraordinary musicians such as Emil Grigorievich Gilels continue to bring joy to enthralled listeners of all cultures.
Flying news. Flood sweep central OLAC or Vietnam. As of Tuesday, October 18th, at least five people, including a three-year-old boy, had perished, with another four missing in floods that followed days of unceasing rain in the nation's central regions.
Over 23,500 homes were inundated in the provinces of Wangbin, Wangji, and Thừa Thiên Huế, with more than 5,000 residents from Wangji and over 1,300 households in Wangbin having to evacuate to safer regions, while mudslides also affected a number of homes in Nghệ An province.
As overflowing rivers also submerged major roads, OLAC SEAS or Vietnamese military and other rescue teams were dispatched to render relief aid to the flood victims. This flooding brings the total death toll in recent weeks to 55, with 48 having occurred in the southern Mekong Delta region, which was hit by the worst floods in more than a decade, damaging many homes, infrastructure and crops.
When the storms first hit in the Mekong Delta area, Supreme Master Ching Hai had offered $15,000 in emergency aid, conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers as she asked that our association members please go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $229,000 in emergency items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in OLAC. Upon hearing of the central region's flooding, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials and to also go there if possible to offer help as needed.
Our appreciation, OLAC SEAS officials and personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted care. May heaven grace the OLAC SEAS people with resiliency as we strive to restore the earth's stability through the adoption of kinder lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
Animal farming is also
the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có. Tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 462. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Update on protection efforts of the Cape Fur seals. Rescuing at least 1,000 seals every year, Seal Alert SA, based in South Africa, is at the forefront of protecting this precious species, native to the coasts of Namibia and South Africa, especially in efforts to save them from a brutal annual massacre for their fur. Through correspondence, Seal Alert SA's founder, Mr. Francois Hugo, has been sharing with Supreme Master Ching Hai updates, including both triumphs and challenges, in his noble endeavors.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, in turn, has been closely following Mr. Hugo's efforts and made contributions in support of his work that total $300,000 thus far, starting with a $200,000 donation made in 2009, $50,000 in March 2011, and $20,000 in July. Then in September 2011, Supreme Master Ching Hai gratefully provided Seal Alert SA with an extra $30,000 for furthering protective actions for these helpless, innocent blessing love beamers, and with all love and prayerful best wishes for their peaceful well-being and relatedly that of our world.
Following are excerpts of a letter from Mr. Francois Hugo to Supreme Master Ching Hai, conveying his thanks as well as sharing an update about a new seal advocacy alliance and a conference regarding the animals' mass slaughter in Namibia.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, this is indeed a gift from the deep blue. Taking Supreme Master Ching Hai's advice, I formed an alliance with National SPCA and WSPA called the Seal Welfare Alliance. This in turn led to Seal Alert's attorney, the one Seal Alert appointed to do the original legal opinion, with the funds provided by Supreme Master Ching Hai, to be appointed as Seal Welfare Alliance's attorney. My attorney read out the Seal Alert letter during the conference. Following the conference which he attended, his advice to SPCA was that they must charge the sealers for cruelty and in so doing, stop the harvest. I repeat, stop the harvest.
Since March, seals have been increasingly reported by the public to Seal Alert for rescue. Soon after the seal cull started in Namibia, this situation grew worse. Seal Alert was responding to 1 to 5 seal rescues a day, almost every day. I think many of these seal pups were fleeing out of Namibia from the disturbance.
As a result of the financial situation, I have had to publicly stop seal rescues as I was struggling to keep existing rehab going and had to reduce the seals' feeding from twice daily to a single feed.
So you can understand my shock, relief, and deep thanks when I opened my email inbox this morning. Now I can complete the catamaran and engines and purchase and order the seal requirements for the next few months, which is an absolute blessing, as seal pupping season, where babies strand on our coastline needing rescue, is about to start.
Further to this, a Korean film crew came to make a program on Seal Alert for KBS and were even involved in rescuing a seal and naming it. In addition, China CCTV is coming on Sunday and Animal Planet Wildlife SOS is coming on the 25th of October for a few days of filming. These films should reach millions around the globe.
A few seals died after being too weak to make the journey to Seal Alert, but otherwise, almost all the others that arrived alive recovered and are doing very well, including BB, Mumkin and Huggy.
All in all, it's been a hectic past few months. I also arranged an aerial flight over the repopulated former extinct seal island Seal Alert, repopulated in 2008, and it's thriving, with seals now covering the entire island. So Supreme Master Chinkai, thank you, as I do not know what I would have done without your generous support for Seal Alert and Cape Fur Seals. I hope to make you very proud. For the seals, Francois Hugo, Seal Alert SA.
Thank Supreme Master Chinkai for allowing us to share this letter with concerned viewers, and our association's forum group for making it available. Our appreciation, Mr. Hugo, Seal Alert SA, and the organizations comprising the New Seal Welfare Alliance, for your concerted perseverance to protect the Cape Fur seals. May these sensitive and loving beings soon thrive in deserved peace and dignity through humanity's awakened compassion.
Upon seeing this update from Mr. Francois Hugo, Supreme Master Chinkai replied as follows: I am sure proud of your love and what you do. Please accept $50,000 for furthering your good works. May God bless and protect the seals and your great self. With gratitude and love to you and all Seal Alliance members.
Vegetarian centenarian sets marathon record. On Sunday, October 16th, 100-year-young Foja Singh completed a marathon in Toronto, Canada, becoming the first centenarian and oldest person to ever accomplish the 26.2-mile or 42.1-kilometer run. This makes 8 total marathons that Mr. Singh has now completed in his lifetime, all accomplished after the age of 89. Affectionately known as the Turban Tornado, he attributes his optimum health to consuming a vegetarian diet, drinking water and tea with ginger while abstaining from alcohol or smoking, and daily exercise. His runs are also conducted for charities, especially those that benefit children. Bravo and big salute, Mr. Foja Singh, for your remarkable achievements and long-lived health. May many others be inspired towards such vibrant longevity through the wholesome and humane plant-based fare.
New Prime Minister named in Jordan. His Majesty King Abdullah II on Monday, October 17th, appointed Orn al-Hassani, a judge for the International Court of Justice, as the nation's new Prime Minister. In conveying the mission of the newly appointed leader, King Abdullah said he would be tasked with continuing the nation's political reform and modernization. Upon accepting his new position, Justice Hassani affirmed his openness to input from all groups in the government. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister al-Hassani, on your new role, wishing your leadership the best in serving the highest ideals of the Jordanian people.
Save our planet. As of October 16, 2011, officials noted that a total of 97 harbour seals, the vast majority of whom were one-year-old pups, had been found perished since September 1st along the beaches of Massachusetts and other New England states, with scientists saying the region's elevated water temperatures may have been the cause.
Save our planet. Seeking a more eco-friendly way to handle the 1 billion tyres that are disposed globally each year, Australian researchers from Deakin University and industry partner VRTech Global develop technology that converts the tires into powders without the use of chemicals, for easy recycling into new rubber products.
Everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Chinkai's number one international bestseller.
The dogs in my life. We're eating savory vegan food for a diet of peace.
Here's a tip for grooming your canine companion.
Trimming his or her nails could take some getting used to for both of you.
You can try doing it more frequently instead of waiting until they grow too long.
Your pup will appreciate the routine of it over time, especially if you reward him or her with praise and a delicious vegan treat when done.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
News. Trade thrives between Southeast Asian neighbors. Cambodia's exports to OLAC or Vietnam have risen 116% compared to 2010, valued at more than $105 million thus far in 2011. Meanwhile, OLAC's exports to her neighbor totaled more than $976 million, a 43% increase. Congratulations, Cambodia and OLAC or Vietnam, on your flourishing relations. May your amicability continue to grow, bringing enhanced friendship and understanding between the kind-hearted people of your nations.
In innovation news, a hurricane-proof house is designed to withstand adverse weather conditions. Hong Kong-based architecture firm Ten Design has created plans for a house which can be protected from hurricanes, tornadoes, and other natural calamities. The structure would include a set of hydraulic levers that pulls the house into the ground when it is activated by high-velocity winds. Once underground, the roof will lock, preventing the entry of floodwater into the premises. Sensors would allow the house to re-emerge from the ground once the weather improves. What a remarkable idea, Ten Design! Good luck with building this amazing model. Up next on Noteworthy News, American scientists find that elders are better at considering long-term effects. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Stay tuned for more peaceful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an exquisite world. In social science news, an American study demonstrates that elders are wiser. Dr. Todd Maddox and Dr. David Schneer from the University of Texas at Austin and Dr. Darrell Worthy of Texas A&M University led the research in which individuals over 60 years old and those in their late teens and 20s were asked to make a series of decisions. It was found that the older adults were able to quickly learn from initial trials. They excelled in making choices that yield better long-term results compared to the younger participants. Our thankfulness, Dr. Darrell Worthy, Dr. Todd Maddox, Dr. David Schneer, and all involved for highlighting the wisdom of our senior citizens. May people of all ages be cherished and respected for a vibrant world.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Yoruba, a language spoken in West Africa, entitled The Package.
Mm-hmm. ọkọ ìyàwó bèrè lọ́wọ́ aya rẹ̀ kí ló dé tí o fi gbé ẹrù rẹ kalẹ̀ láti ìgbà tí o ti wọnú ọkọ̀ yìí. Ìyàwó rẹ̀ sì dáhùn. Ẹrù yìí wúwo lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀. Ẹ̀rù ń bà mí pé ọkọ̀ ojú omi ilé rì tí mo bá gbé e kalẹ̀.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Coco Gorilla Ambassador on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Such a beautiful creature, Scott from Canada.
I love Coco and I love her story, Jenna from the United States.
God bless the animals. We can learn many things from the animals. We must get more respect and better laws for animals protection. Viewer from Spain.
Sweet Scott, Jenna, and friend from Spain, it's great to hear from you. Coco the gorilla is truly such a kind, loving, and intelligent being. We also pray that our well-wishing animal friends are honored and safeguarded evermore. May heaven's blessings be with you and the truth-loving people of Canada, the United States, and Spain.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner tranquility and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a visit by Burmese President Thein Sein, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India pledges a $500 million credit line for Myanmar's infrastructure improvements, with both leaders agreeing to increase cooperation in the energy sector and open up border trade.
In an effort to encourage equal treatment of all people, Egypt's interim government enacts more stringent policies that prohibit discrimination by either citizens or government employees based on gender, culture, language, religion, or other beliefs.
Wishing to assist in relief aid for recent flooding in Laos, the Aulexis or Vietnamese Business Association donates over $5,700, with fundraising activities continuing to bring more contributions to assist the Laotian people.
Speaking of the vital role of journalism in disseminating truths during times of both peace and conflict, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, urges for an action plan to protect all media members, calling on countries throughout the world to ensure their safety.
The Estonian government donates €30,000 to ease conditions for the flood affected in Pakistan, with the monies going to a United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF project, whose mission is to provide clean water to maintain the health of vulnerable youths.
The US Army confirms that its medical research department is phasing out nerve tests performed on vervet monkeys and will switch from animal experimentation to trained actors, computer programs, and lifelike mannequins.
Celebrating the Global Vegetarian Awareness Month in October, activists in the Czech Republic organize events in more than 14 cities with presentations, street fairs, film screenings, and cruelty-free food tastings, as well as introductions to the newly recognized academic field of animal-human interaction.
In response to the extreme flood situation in Thailand, and as an expression of cordial friendship, the U.S. Embassy in Thailand pledges almost $97,000 to the Thai Red Cross Society for relief aid, while offering condolences to those who have lost loved ones.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.